Well, I just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity of being able to bring forth his word. And, you know, it used to be I'd just say I wanted to preach his word, but now I want to preach Paul's gospel. That's the good news, and that's what I want to preach. I want to know the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And that's, you know, when you know the truth, it's going to make you free. It makes you free from condemnation. It makes you free from the things of this world. And we've already talked about almost every one of these things, but it's because, like Pastor Jesse said, we all have the Holy Spirit's, his notes, but it makes you feel so favored and so... Think about how favored you are to be able to hear this message. We are hearing the marvelous grace of God. And when I hear that, I hear it in my heart. And I remember Brother Norm Lucan saying, grace. He always saw it as just divine favor. But God took him another step. People, we don't have to remain just right here. If God wants you to know deeper things, he's going to show you. And he made grace so much greater to my heart. And he said, Penny, grace is a divine influence upon your heart that the life may be a reflection thereof. The life that you now live, you live by the faith of the Son of God. He loved you. He gave himself for you. You see, he went down in death. And we're going to see that in a few minutes. What did he actually take down in death? What was that? Because we get baptized. How many people, and why I'm saying this, the Lord knows. It's like, why do people, we think everyone knows about baptism. You see, we think that just because someone got baptized, they know what that means. It becomes so greater joy when you preach the gospel. And it says in Romans 6 that we went down in death with him, but we came up in life in him. But it's one thing to know that. We just had it in our Sunday school. You can know that God knows it. And when God knows it, it gives you peace. He knows. He knows the way that I take. When he's tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knows the trials that we're going through. He's the one that had to say, even with Job, he had to let down the fence. Go on in. Have you tried my servant Job? I'm telling you, those are words that are powerful when you've lived them and you've experienced them. And he gets them down into your heart, the life that you now live. What did Jesus do? As I came, I kept hearing, rise up, my love, my fair one. Come away from all these things. Come with me. The Spirit of the bride says, come. And I always love that. The Holy Spirit leading each one of us and guiding us. But the Holy Spirit says, come. The first one, come unto me, all you that are labored and heavy laden. I'm going to give you something that you need. You need my rest. You need to come unto me. I can do it. You can now through me because of what I suffered for you. I think the thing in our lives, or it wasn't mine and it still is, you hate the times of the suffering, but he brings you to a place that you begin to see suffering. He loves me. He loves me, for God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever did what? You have to believe it. Believe in him. And I heard this song, and it was verse 13. I said it again. Hallelujah. Okay. Think of these words. These are gospel words here. These are not just a man just got up one day and said, I'll put all these words together. I'll say hallelujah 24 times. You know, there is a real gospel message here. Even in our songs, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And it's the fullness of truth, not just the foundational gospel. It's already been laid. Take heed with what you're building with. People are building, but they just talk about the salvation. They just talk about the salvation. Keep building gold, silver, and precious stones. You are a building of God. You are his building. He's doing it, whether of a Paul, whether Paul or Apollos. I love Paul. I love his life and what he went through. But most of all, I love this about this man. when he put the scriptures out, he's the one inspired of the Holy Ghost. He wrote those words down and he said, whether Apollos, whether of a Paul, it didn't matter. Who are they? Who are they? Ministers of God. They are God's ministers. He's the one telling them what you're going to say. That's why it all lines up. That's why it all dovetails together. It's led of the power of the Holy Ghost. My daddy always told me, if you're going to buy a drawer, you look inside that drawer. Don't look on the outside for the beauty. You get on the inside of it, and you make sure that on the inside of that drawer, it is dovetailed. When you see the wood is dovetailed, it's going to hold together. It is knit together. Somebody really took time to make that furniture. Well, God is the husbandry. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. We view him as our Savior. Oh, they sang it. He's our all in all. People, the world, the majority is only claiming as he's my Savior. He wants to be your all in all. Oh, I remember as I was studying those words in Song of Solomon, and she, one of her eyes was upon him. Do you know what it does to a heart of love? We're talking about two knit together. We're talking about Jesus' love for her. And I love him because he first loved me. What do you think it was to him when she looked at him with one eye and she goes, oh, you are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. You live and I know you do. And then she went on and he said, I have a gift for you. I want you to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And you know, it was one thing that he knows that you have need of it. Do you know? You see, turn the he knows into I know whom I believed. I have to be persuaded that he is able, not me, he. You see, if you go to Romans and you read the gospel, the hub of the will, no man had any glory. They fell short of the glory of God. But when we rely on him, and like someone said, it was the Lord. I need you. I need you, Lord. God help us that we never come to the place that we don't say more of you. I need another fold of grace. Give me another fold of divine influence upon my heart that I will have that very life, the quickening life, the life giver. You have something to give. It's not about to get, it's to give. Not that I loved him, but that he loved me. And now we go and we get to share those things. But I know whom I've believed. Have you so much as received the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? Have you received it? He didn't say, I'm going to beat you down and I'm going to browbeat you. And if you don't take what I give you, oh, it's free. Everything is free. Come on, people, let's go to the store. You get to walk in, and everything you see, every diamond, every bracelet, everything of this earth, you walk in there. It's free. Take what you want. You're going to load your bags up. Truly, you will do that. But he's going to bring you to the place that nothing under the sun, nothing under the sun satisfies the longing of my heart. Not a new car. Not this. Nothing under the sun. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. We've got to come to that place that we see that. And what I was going to do with this song was just tell you, it says, I know. Do you know he's coming, or have you just been told that? It's got to be yours. Take it in for you. I know that he is coming. He's coming soon to claim his own. You're not your own. He's coming to get you. He's coming to claim his own. Those who walk, remember we heard that? Who walk in spirit power. Spirit power. You see, people, we're going grace, upon grace and strength to strength, day by day. It's everything. It's all Him. It's all Him. He's coming. Those who are walking in spirit power, you're going to reign upon a throne. Are you reigning now in one? You see, we are growing. He's building. Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be when? What did Abraham say? I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger here, people. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Where will I be found in Him? Will I just be found in Him as He is my Redeemer? Will I be found in Him that He is overtaken? Not us, just us being overtaken, but both eyes are on Him. What do you think His heart's going to do when He sees me took it all in? We received all He did. He is going to be bubbling over with love and joy. Well, you tell me any man that doesn't love to be loved, a woman that doesn't love to be loved. Now tell me when it's reciprocated love. That's why I love Song of Solomon. He never put her down. Never. She was drawn by love. Have you stepped into the water? The water of His love. Do you know He measures all in all? If I'm not willing to suffer with Him, I can't be a joint heir with Him. There's things in our life, and might as well admit it. It's not the life that we're supposed to be now living. Oh, man, Lord, I don't know if I can do that. You can't do it. I know whom I believe, though, and I'm persuaded He's able to do it. He can do it. Oh, we're going to reign on a throne. Though while waiting for His coming, is He your hope? You see, hope. Hope that is not seen is not, if I'm waiting and I have to see it, that's not, you don't have to hope for it then. What level, what growth of hope do you have? What measure of faith do you have? What measure of love do you have? I used to hate it, but I had to be honest. But there was that struggle going on. And I would be honest with people and I'd say, I can't love you. I'm not going to fake it if I don't love you. God's going to have to give me that divine influence upon the heart. And He did. He did. And He showed me. He said, Penny, I loved you. Whatever measure I have loved you, show them. I've always loved it. My pastor says that when you pay your tithe, and trust me, I hear the words and I know what they mean. When you pay your tithe, you're only saying, the Lord has blessed me this much. When I love you, I'm saying, this is how much I've been loved. You are showing the very love of God to the saints. You are showing whatever measure you have been forgiven, because you don't have anything without the new life, the new man. My hope is in Thee, Lord. Where are we seated? Are we seated here? Where the old God of this world is going around? No satisfaction? No. By His blood, my soul was purchased, and God has quickened me with Christ. Seated with Him where? In the heavenlies. But I love these words. People, when you sing these, remember, I'm seated with Him in the heavenlies. Here, I view the glory prize. The glory prize. Christ came down and glory filled my soul. What measure of glory? He wants you to grow up into the fullness of glory. While we sit there, we view the glory prize. We say, I want to run to win him as my bridegroom. I want to win. He's the prize. Who is he that I may know him? That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, that I want to come. And I always love that part about Rebecca, how she rode on the camels. But I know it was the Lord, it's not I that liveth. I know the Lord revealed to my heart, she did have to learn to ride those camels. She did. But let me tell you, while she was riding those camels, now, okay, what's the difference between she's learning here before it happens there, okay? She was riding that camel. There was a man coming. He was coming. It was her bridegroom. It was her bridegroom. She got off the camel. Oh, people, she didn't stay on the camel all the time. She got off the camel, and she's over here. Oh, Isaac, I love you. It's him. I see him. When you see him, what do? You should be worshiping in spirit. That's whatever level you see him. That's your level of worship. He loves you. He loves me. He made it to where we could be accepted in the beloved. You view that glory prize. But you remember, we've been hearing, I love this, you know, the natural man cannot understand spiritual things. But God uses those foolish things to confound the wise. He always says, it is finished. And we go, it is finished. And then we tell you out of the same mouth, he's going to finish the work. He's going to complete it. That we're supposed to remember and in Philippians, that we can know he's going to finish what he started. Thank God when you get a revelation, when he said, you know what? It's already been made. It's already done. It's prepared. And I love that. I think it was Pastor Jesse. It was the Spirit of God said, I hath not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared for them that love God. And we're called according to his purpose. But notice the word I think we kind of jump over. God hath prepared. Preparation power. Preparation for a redeemer. Preparation of the Holy Ghost. Preparation he hath made ready. She made herself ready because she received the gospel. She believed it. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Hope of glory. Man, I am complete. You see, in my Lord, I am complete. Well, that's going to take, I count the things that are not as though they already were. You see, he's the God of all grace. He's the God of all peace. A lot of people go, oh, I made a mistake, and they just stay there all the time. How do I know? I cannot comfort you with anything wherewith I have not been comforted with. There are no big shots in the family of God. None. I love what our sister said yesterday downstairs. Be humble. Have you ever felt pressed? Just, I can identify. Pressed. Oh, just pressed. And it's pride because you go, oh, I know they can tell I'm pressed. It is. Oh, no, we got to have a smile on our face and, you know. No, you're pressed. Amen. Tell the truth. Yeah. I'm pressed beyond measure, Paul said. You see, he was pressed. But I love what she said. But when you are so low, nobody can come up and knock you off your pedestal. They can't knock you down then, can they? I love it. So I'm okay with being low now. I love it. But only God can make you love the low places. We don't. That is not a natural man thing, right? It's not natural. I know you're probably getting tired, but I'm not. And he goes, I am complete. And I'm sealed in God with Christ, my Savior. None of this seal can anyone break. No one can break it. Who can separate us from the love of God? Who? You see, he loves us unconditionally. And he's going to bring us to that place of maturity. Grow up in love. Grow up. Show the very love wherewith he's loved you. I used to just go, well, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I really didn't even love you. Because I didn't even know what it really meant. But I wanted to know. I wanted to look beyond the fault and see the need. How do you learn it? He looked beyond my fault, and he saw my need. Now, that's the one who's going to preach the gospel. They're going to preach some good news to some people. They're going to share this love with the unlovable. And hopefully, by God's grace, he will put a divine influence upon your life, that quickened life, the life-giving, that one, that you will make an impression on somebody else's heart. Be a light unto them. This world is dark. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Be thankful when you get a time of fellowship one with another. And don't be dismayed. Fear not. Don't be dismayed. Don't get all upset when that person's not there anymore. What happened? What did I do? Maybe they don't like me anymore. No, serious. I've done that. No, it's for the moment. He used that individual for the moment, for the passing through. Did he have every brook for Elijah? Was everything the same everywhere he went? No. You see, Abraham went and he just believed God. And I gotta hurry. Romans chapter 1. It's still been the word. As much as in me is, in me. Not out here, not your mouth, not lip service. He's working a work. As much as in me is, I am ready. I'll make you ready, not you. And that doesn't mean preach behind a pulpit. As much as in you, how much is in you? I would love to see it. Because as much as is in you, you're going to preach Jesus to me. I want to see him. He wants to see in you what you see in him. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. And if you go over to John 1, you'll see it's like the same thing. But we heard this again this weekend. John 1, and it's verse 6. There was a man, a vessel. And he was sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for witness. What was he bearing witness of, though? His good works? How much he does? How much he doesn't? It doesn't matter. It's all about Jesus. The same came for a witness, but he was bearing witness of the light to all men. Through him might do what? Believe. He wasn't the light. He was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into this world. He was in the world. The world was made by him. How did God bring everything into existence? How does he bring it in your heart? He speaks the word and it is done. He came into his own, but his own received him not. And what's going to happen when they don't receive him? Well, I'll look and see what happens if they do. They didn't receive him. He wasn't the light. He was bearing witness of the light. But as many as received him, To them gave he power to become the sons of God. We must receive the message. We must receive. You're going to receive the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. His name. I'm going to end this in 1 Corinthians, let me see where it is. Okay, right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41. We've talked about God knows, and he wants us to know, and now we begin to say, my thoughts are his thoughts, and now we're saying, I know. Well, then he's going to say something else that he's been saying through the whole time. It is written. It is. There is one glory of the sun. And there is another of the moon. There's another glory of the stars. One star differeth from another star in what? Glory. What measure of glory? It's all out. It's all there. We can receive it. So is. And I love all these. It is. It is. It is. It's so everything is. So's the resurrection of the dead. It is sown. And I wrote these down. It's sown in corruption. It decays. The people, the joy of the gospel. We've been raised in incorruption. It was. It says it is sown. It is sown in dishonor. Oh, but it's raised in glory. Remember, we didn't have any glory of our own. It's raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. But it was raised. It is raised in power. It is. And his grace is sufficient. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. Look at the glory of it is this, but it is now. It's a spiritual body. There is a natural body, but there's a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. But that last Adam was made a quickening spirit. It's a life-giving spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual. Remember we heard about Rebecca's little babies in the womb? You know, I had a big baby in my womb. It was like the size of two. And it kicked. And it hurt. And there was a struggle going on the inside of me. But I had to count the things that were not as though they already were. It's going to be here someday. It will be. Woo! It's going to come. This too shall pass. But you think about the two babies in the womb. God had it written down for us and we heard it. Now we got to receive it. Believe it. The elder shall serve the younger. I love that. Man, count the things that are not. She had to count them as not as though they already were. The first man, if we get this, he's of the earth. And let me tell you, the natural man, that earthy man, he likes everything of the earth. And he's not going to change. So don't try to make him change and quit doing this and quit doing that. Pray that he was raised up in power and he's changed from glory to glory. And the things that used to be my love and my joy and my desires, what happened? I'm falling in love. I'm not just in love. And I don't just love you, Jesus. Oh, I'm falling in love with you. Over and over and over. It's a drink. Drink the springs of living water. They're going to flow out of you. It's a life. The life that I now live. Your life's a book before their eyes. They're reading it through and through. Does it point them to him? Does it point it to you? I like when Paul said all those things in the scripture. Not that I was a great speaker. Not that I did. It has nothing to. Let me tell you, it's what he's doing in here. Oh, what he's doing. When someone maybe gives you out of their poverty, I love that. Somebody has come up and given you something out of their poverty. And it's like, you know what? I love that. Anything it is. It doesn't have to be money. But they gave all they had. And it's like, it touches my heart. They received the gospel. How many pastors go, they preach the whole council? I can name you one right now. He's my pastor. He preaches about tithing. Is it his responsibility to get you to pay your tithe? No. It's God's responsibility. God's going to bring the increase. Now, come on. If he's going to increase me, I should want to give to him. Okay? And I love in a home that threefold cord. And Jesse, I don't even see you right now, but I'm going to tell you, you kept saying a word, tether. And I was going, what is he talking about, a tether? Thank God he said a word I didn't know. How many people went home and said, I'm going to find out what a tether means? You see, go home and ask the Lord, what does that mean, tether? And I, oh my goodness, it was so good. I learned about the cattle and how they hooked all the horses up in the Indian days. And they were all these tethered together. And it held them together. And it was a rope, not easily broken. Have you been yoked unto him? You see, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. The world, the enemy, he's coming in with everything in falsity. I don't mean this naughty, but it's happening. I heard, I think it was Pastor Jess, I don't know. But it was a word and it meant ecstasy. Have you heard that dumb word in this world? They're taking the beauty of the Lord, taking what is so precious, and bringing it down to an earthly day that is disgusting. You know, anything in our life that we walk in the flesh, it doesn't please God. When I walk in faith, I please him. And I want to be able to hear him say, well done, my good and my faithful servant.